Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry...
Hello, it is Wednesday, March 8th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 34, 1 through 7, Ezra 8, 1 through 20, and Romans 1, 13 through 25. We're going to start today with Psalm 34, 1 through 7. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Ezra 8, 1 through 20. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonian in the reign of Xerxes, the king, of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom, of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel, of the sons of David, Hattush, of the sons of Shinnekani, who was the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, with whom were registered 150 men, of the sons of Pahath Moab, Eliahonai, the son of Zerariah, and with him 200 men, of the sons of Zatu, Shinnekaniah, the son of Jaziel, and with him 300 men, of the sons of Aden, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men, Athaliah, and with him 70 men, of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 men, of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jahiel, and with him 218 men, of the sons of Bani, Shelemath, the son of Josaphiah, and with him 160 men, of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 men, of the sons of Asgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 men, of the sons of Adon Akam, those who came later, their names being Eliphelet, Jeul, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 men, of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zakar, and with them 70 men. I gathered them to the river that runs to Ahava, and there we camped 3 days as I reviewed the people and the priest. I found there none of the sons of Levi. Then I sent for Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshullam, leading men, and for Jorib and Elnathan, who were men of insight, and sent them to Iddo, the leading man at the place Casaphia, telling them what to say to Iddo and his brothers and the temple servants at the place Casaphia, namely to send us ministers from the house of our God, and by the good hand of our God on us, they brought us a man of discretion of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebaai, with his sons and kinsmen, 18, also Hashabai, and with him Jeshahiah of the sons of Merari, with his kinsmen and their sons, 20, besides 220 of the temple servants whom David and his officials had set apart to attend the Levites. These were all mentioned by name. Romans 1:13 through 25. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to the foolish, so I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they were without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to be the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.